Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show on a Saturday morning. This morning, we have joining with us Suzette Harrison. She is a best-selling author, and her latest novel is My Joy. Suzette, thank you so much for joining the show. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you, and good morning to you and to your beautiful listeners, and thank you for the honor of your presence.
Oh, you're so welcome. You are such a joy. So tell us about My Joy.
I call My Joy a rom-dramedy. What the heck is a rom-dramedy? It's a mixture and a blend of romance and drama and comedy. There you go. Rom-dramedy. Get it? So. Oh, honey, I tell you, My Joy is so different for me. She's a little edgier. If anyone's familiar with my third novel, Taffy, Taffy is historical fiction. So, you know, she falls more into a category of women's literature, women's African-American fiction. She's a little bit more sophisticated, you know, in her language, et cetera, and the body of the work. Joy is just plain out there doing her thing. So it's a little edgier in its content, in its message, and it's told in first person, which I really like because, Latrice, that allowed me to really get into Joy's mind. By her telling her story in first person allowed me to get into who she is, to better know her thoughts and her motivation and her responses to situations. And what I love about Joy is that I call her an unapologetic heroine. She's just simply who she is. You're going to like her or you're going to hate her. I don't know if you'll be too much in between. But I wanted her to be who she, you know how that is. I wanted her to be authentically her and not keep her bound to any labels. And you and I were having a little brief discussion before the call went live, and you said something that really resonated with me, Latrice. You were talking about genres, and maybe this writing was in the wrong genre or in the wrong category. Mm. And when I was writing Joy, I didn't really, you know, Latrice, I did not really think about Joy's genre until I finished. And that might sound crazy to some writers and maybe to even some readers, but again, I wasn't married to a genre so much as I was married to Joy and her story. And then afterwards, it's like, oh my gosh, how do you classify this? You know, she has a little bit of Christianity, a little bit of faith, and she's talking about God and spirituality and God principles. In the beginning of the book, she's actually agnostic. She, because of childhood experiences, really doesn't want anything to do with God because of things that she suffered as a child. But lo and behold, we know opposites attract, right?
Yes, they do.
Yes, ma'am. So lo and behold, who comes into her life? Of course, a saved, sanctified, and sexy man. So now we have some issues. So Joy's going to have to face her disappointment in God and her disappointment in Christianity, her disappointed faith as a result of this gentleman coming into her life. So it's an interesting mix. It's an interesting ride. You will laugh. You will cry. And I pray that readers really will enjoy it.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Thank you. What inspired the title choice?
You know, I can't say any one thing happened to inspire the choice of the title other than the fact that the protagonist, the heroine's name is Joy. So my joy, you know, just kind of rang out. It just kind of sprang out. But one thing I love was I was listening to Anita Baker's one day. What I like to do when I'm writing, I like to, you know, just have music on in the background. And I typically will play instrumental jazz or something that has no words so it doesn't interrupt my mental flow. You know how that is.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, writing, what, and I'll say this too, this book I started years ago before Taffy. But anyhow, I'm listening, I'm writing, and one day I hear Anita Baker's You Bring Me Joy. And towards the end, or there's parts in the vamp where she's singing My Joy. I'm like, yeah, she's singing the title of my book. She confirmed my title, yes.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
It was all good from there.
Yeah, that, it's amazing how our titles come to us, you know, in the middle, in the end, at the beginning.
Right,
that is, that's
right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I had already selected the title, but then to hear it, hear Miss Baker singing it was like, oh, yeah, that's a confirmation.
That was her confirmation. Yes, yes, I love it. I love it when you get those confirmations. You're like, that's it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Lord, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Yes, exactly.
So how would you describe your writing style to for our readers?
Ooh. It is wild. It is eclectic. And I say that because, again, I never write to a genre per se. I write the story, whatever the story may be. And just to use compare those two, Taffy and Joy are totally, completely different. Taffy, that came out in 2016, again, is African-American historical fiction, whereas Joy, which came out this year, is, you know, more contemporary, kind of edgy, not edgy, on the cusp of being urban, you know. So my writing style, Latrice, I would have to say it's a little eclectic. And if I could say it's genre-less. I try, again, not to write to the genre or contain myself. Whatever the story ends up being, then I'll find my genre later. And, again, I know that may not make sense, and it may not resonate with a lot of writers. No, you should know beforehand what you're writing to. Yeah, sometimes I sometimes I don't. But I, what I'm just saying is I don't want to pigeonhole myself. So it's a little wild. It's a little bold. It's a little eclectic. But I hope it'll always be unapologetic.
Okay. Okay, I like that. I like that. So who are some of your favorite authors and why, and name three?
Ooh, yes, ma'am. One of my all-time favorite authors is Diane McKinney Whetstone. And she wrote books like Tumbling, Leaving Cecil Street, et cetera. I love Miss McKinney's work. One, Latrice, because she deals with a taboo subject often in a lot of her novels, and that is mental illness in the African American community, which is a taboo subject that we don't want to touch. And one of my favorite passages, you know, in one of her books is that it's a young teenage girl who's dealing with schizophrenia, and this takes place back in the 60s, and she tells her grandmother who's raising her, and her grandmother's answer is, baby, go basically go get a plate of biscuits and some syrup. How is that going to, you know, how is that going to heal the demons and heal what I'm dealing with mentally? But I love Diane McKinney Whetstone for that reason. My other favorite author is Bernice McFadden. My all-time favorite novel is Sugar, the novel that Bernice McFadden, oh my gosh. And I love her because she transports me. She takes me back and she gets into the meat. And the third author that I will mention is J.D. Mason. Love J.D. Mason's writing. She's raw, without being, in my opinion, overtly vulgar. She has a story to tell, and I feel that her stories are really captivating.
Okay. Oh, them some. Look, I like them. I like those authors. I'm gonna have to look them up. See, I learn something new every time I do a show. I'm like, oh, I never heard of them. Let me look them up.
Right. Now, you asked for three, but I'm just going to give a shout-out on number four. One of my favorite book is Standing at the Scratch Line by Guy Johnson, Maya Angelou's son. Honey, I love that book, and I love his character. He wrote King Tremaine. You want a book, boo? You need to read Standing at the Scratch Line.
Okay. Y'all hear that, right? Standing at the Scratch Line. All right.
By Guy Johnson. Right. That's people be your new book boyfriend.
So what is next for you?
Oh, Miss Latrice, I am getting ready to do something stupid and foolish and jump into the pool of writing a children's book, or publishing a children's book, I should say. Girl, you know I don't know what I'm doing. I have no business, but hey, you got to run with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So,
yes, it's going to be something empowering. I know.
Well, you know, I pray that it's fun. It's, you know, kind of rhyme, not, you know, kind of reminiscent of Dr. Seuss rhyming, but it's about a little African-American boy who has a cell phone. It's basically kind of a poke at the overusage of technology in our lives and in our children's lives. So here's a little 10-year-old boy who has a cell phone, and his cell phone comes to life and gets animated at life and is just reading the little boy the riot act because he's used his phone too much.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope to have it out in time for Christmas, which is a wonderful time for shoppers to be able to consider it for the special little person in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. And you do know our kids do use their phones just a little too much every time you turn around.
Yes. All you see is thumbs are flying. The heads are bent down and thumbs are flying.
Yes, like take the phone off the table. Don't bring the phone to the dinner table. Leave it in the room.
That sounds like a familiar conversation in my house.
That's the rule.
Right. So in addition to that, just real quickly, I'm part of a project of 12 authors. We'll be releasing a compilation called Decades, A Journey of African-American Romance. And that starts in January 2008. It's 12 authors, 12 novellas or short books, and one book each month will be released. And the first book starts in the 1900s each month, the next decade comes out. Example, February will be 1920. March will be, March 1910. March will be 1920. April will be 1930s, and that's my book in April. And on until the end of the year when we get the current day.
Oh, okay. Go ahead now. I like that. That is good.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you become a part of that that collaboration?
Beautiful question, and this is a huge shout-out to my sister writer, Cheryl Lister. She was attending a book convention last year, and she was approached by Wayne Jordan, who is the founder or co-chair of this particular compilation, the chair of this particular compilation. And when he told her it was historicals, I came to her mind knowing that I write, you know, historicals. She suggested me, and I was graciously added to that roster of authors. So really, really thankful. Thank you, Cheryl.
All right now. So how can our audience connect with you and find you on social media?
Thank you, Ms. Latrice, because one thing I always say is I love connecting with my readers. And anyone who's heard me say that or knows me knows I'm saying that with all of my heart. That's one of the biggest joys that I have found in being an author. So you can connect with me on Facebook. I have two different platforms on Facebook, my own personal page, which is Suzette Harrison, and then my author page, which is Suzette D, as in Denise, Harrison Books. I also have, a third platform on Facebook called Salon Suzette, where I just chill and hang out with my readers, and we talk about books, and we talk about life and fashion and beauty and whatever else strikes our fancy. Really beautiful, intimate group of wonderful readers. Hey, Salon. You can also reach me I got to get a shout out. Instagram, Suzette Harrison, 2200, Twitter, I'm Aria Sue 62. That's A-R-I-A-S-U 60. I'm sorry, 62. Yes, correct. And I'm on Pinterest. I actually have a Pinterest board as well. Suzette D. Harrison Books, also on Pinterest.
Okay. Well, you guys, there you have it. Reach out to her. Go to her website. I've included the link on our promo here. I'll find her on Facebook. I am definitely going to connect with her on Facebook. Suzette, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule this morning to sit and talk with us, ladies and gentlemen, please pick up My Joy. And if you haven't read any of her other books, grab those too.
Thank you, Miss Latrice and Sister's Place, for having me. It's been my joy and my honor.
Oh, you are so welcome. Have a blessed day. Peace out, everyone. Be safe.